How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yeah, all right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all various ages. We're here tonight live, Monday night edition of the program, and it's nice to have your company, and as you know, it's coming down to the wire now. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. The treasonous bill, S-1348, known in the vernacular as the amnesty bill. And at any moment, at any time, George Bush and his puppeteers would love to ram this through the U.S. Senate now and have a closure, a vote. Mr. Reid, Harry Reid, of course, is anxious. Ted Kennedy is anxious. John McCain is anxious. And, yes, Trent Lott is anxious, too. Well, he's doing a little backpedaling these days. But tonight, for a bit, to discuss all of this and sort it all out with your help, is someone who, of course, is in the forefront of this whole battle, and that is Mr. Curtis Collier. Of course, he's been with us before, president of U.S. Border Watch. Hello, Curtis.
How are you doing today?
Well, I don't know. I'll let you know after the postmortem. Anyway, welcome back, Curtis. It's been a long time for you, but you know, you guys out there are the real soldiers, you and Steve Mason and John Clark and all, so many of you on different fronts fighting this sellout of America, which it really is. It's not just about one issue. It's comprehensive, and I know you've been doing a great deal of work with your senators in Texas particularly, but here across the United States, we have the same problem. We have the same common traitors, unfortunately, and we want to make sure that that if we can, that we can turn some of these traitors into redemptive Americans, if that's possible. In any event, how does it look right now from your viewpoint, Curtis?
Well, I personally believe that we're going to be victorious in this. I really believe that, that tomorrow they will vote against cloture, and that this thing will die like it should have died 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps getting life breathed back into it at the hands of George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand it when the American people speak as loudly as they spoke to their elected leaders. I expect those elected leaders to listen.
Yeah, well, we would hope, right? We would think. But
well,
the
you
special
would certainly
interests
hope in a nation that says it's a representative government and goes around the world trying to spread democracy and listen to its own people.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. Now, that'd be something different anyway, right?
It would certainly be a change.
Back to what it was intended to be. Well, all right, we'll take calls, too, for anybody who really and truly at this hour is busy and wants to give us encouragement or whatever. We certainly could use the information. There's a lot of things to talk about, no shortage in this coming program. So after the break, we'll do that, and we'll invite callers to talk to you. And this, as I say, we need to update everyone on the situation that exists in the Senate as we speak tonight. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, sounding the alarm with Curtis, my guest, Curtis Collier, USBorderWatch.com. Be right back with him.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back now, and most of you are so familiar with this story. I know it sickens you, this issue, and it's getting down to the wire now, so it's either do or die, as our guest Curtis Collier would tell you. And Curtis, right now, it looks as if, as you point out, at any moment, probably, what, tomorrow, Tuesday maybe, it'll come up for a vote on cloture on this bill?
Well, that's what they're saying tomorrow. It would not surprise me if it don't come up tomorrow. If they don't think they got enough votes to basically bring it to cloture, I think they'll actually put it off until Wednesday. If they don't have it then, they'll try to put it off to Thursday. They're going to try to keep this live as long as possible. But the 4th of July holiday is coming, and they basically have a dead end that they're racing toward, and that dead end is basically Friday. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to bring it up at some point. I think they know they don't have enough votes. And they're just beating us all over the head with it, trying to change the public opinion, which is I just don't believe will happen.
Now, there are a group of senators, I guess at least a dozen. We're not going to call them the dirty dozen yet, but there are 12 of them who have been leaning against the bill as of now, as far as we still know. And, you know, they're planning to vote yes for cloture, which means that they will be helping to pass the bill. Did you want to name these senators and tell us their numbers to reach them all, or just go through the central numbers that we've been giving and have constituents and others call them?
I think we'd probably just go through the numbers that we've been giving. Of course, on the USBorderWatch.com website,
right.
We have a list of all those there as well. I'm kind of at disadvantage of not having the list right in front of me, but we definitely need to continue our pressure on our senators, even into tomorrow. because they'll be checking back at it often.
Absolutely.
See what the public flow is like.
All right.
We certainly need to be hammering them starting early in the morning.
Let me give those names, all right? Now, these are the 12, as your organization has put it. These are the 12, okay, whose decision over the past 24 hours will likely determine whether this amnesty bill will pass or not. They are Christopher Bond, Republican from Missouri, and Jeff Bingaman from New Mexico, Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina. Well, Barbara Boxer, we know about that one. Tad Cochran, of course, and Kent Conrad, John Ensign, Carl Levin, Judd Gregg, he's in New Hampshire, my neck of the woods, Ben Nelson, Orrin Hatch, and James Webb from Virginia. Democrats and Republicans, okay, these are key votes. And the numbers that, you know, obviously are out there, we'll give them in just a little bit. The 800 numbers as well as the toll number are very important because, you see, if you can't get through to the toll-free numbers, we've been generating so much heat, then definitely you want to try to get through the toll number, particularly if you, like myself, have the flat rate phone plan so you can call as much as you'd like, and you can talk as long as you want, and keep the heat on without any additional charge whatsoever. So that's important to do. But right now, let's go to the phones. People are interested in this issue. It's very important. It really is what America is all about. It's either do or die now for America. And if it is defeated by this vote on cloture this week, then I think we can honestly say that we are in much better shape than we thought we would be if we can pull it off.
If we can pull it off, but I believe we will.
Amen. All right, let's keep our chins up, right? All right, the number here is 800-313-9443. And again, our guest is Curtis at usborderwatch.com. Curtis Collier. And let's say hello to Ernie in Virginia first up. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Curtis.
Hello, Ernie.
It's an uphill battle. It's an important battle that we must participate in to save our country, to save our sovereignty. And what's so troubling to me and frustrating is to see this thing come up again and see the president continually push this. And, you know, it's more to it than just amnesty. He has another agenda with his open borders and his North American Union, and he's got this meeting next month in Canada and Quebec that he wants to go to. It's on the SPP and the North American Union. They need to make progress, and that's why this additional push. And also included in the bill, and I did talk briefly about this the other night, but included in the bill is SPP provisions along with this employment identification system and requirement. And this is very troubling, Curtis and Rick, because it sets the stage for Homeland Security to be involved in the employment status of all American employees.
Mm-hmm.
They are backdooring the national ID system that 38 of 50 states have said no in their legislature, partly one body for some states. I think it's 16 or 17 have outraged said no to it, but they want to put this in so that they can have additional control over employees to force everybody into this ID system. And with the RFID system and a cashless society down the road, if you want to eat, you're going to have to play ball with these people, this one world government. But, it's illogical. If they can't handle passports, why do they keep pushing this?
It is an amazing thing of why they keep pushing this. It just astonished the ordinary American citizens because they could never dream this is what their government is leading them toward. But it's very clear what the overall plan is, and they're going toward it very aggressively because we are now headed down to a bottleneck of this North American Union. The cat is out of the bag, so to speak, and each day that we move forward, they become more and more exposed to the reality that this is their plan, and at some point the American citizens are going to say, you know, enough is enough, and or at least we hope that they do, and to say enough is enough, and it's time that we start protecting America as America is.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Curtis. And I missed the opening part of your show. I was on the Internet, and there was a time lag, Rick. And I turned on the radio, and you had already started.
Uh-huh.
Is Curtis from Texas, the state of Texas?
Yeah.
I am. I am from the Houston area. It's where the U.S. Border Watch is home at. We are a nationwide organization, but we are housed out of Houston, Texas, and our largest majority of work is done in the Texas area.
Okay. Well, Curtis, I have a question for you and your organization. I understand that Governor Perry has vetoed those two measures in the Texas legislation that would have said, or at least delayed, the NAFTA superhighway system for 2 years, and it would have protected the citizens against eminent domain or these private entities buying up the property and not paying fair market value. And he overrode the state legislature. Does the state legislature have a chance to come back at Governor Perry?
They definitely have the power to do so. Whether or not they can muster enough energy among themselves to do so, I don't know. I certainly hope so. I believe the eye has been taken off the ball a little bit on this basically Texas Transcorridor North American Highway, simply because everybody's so focused on the immigration. And these people are so clever.
They are masters. This is a Trojan horse operation,
absolutely.
This administration.
They'll get us focusing on one thing. They start making headway on another. We transfer back to the one they're making headway on. They start pushing on the other one. These are very professional people. And I mean, they got an agenda. And that agenda is for one day to me and you to be under the thumb of the North American Union and a flag that's not red, white, and blue. And we definitely have got to make sure the American citizen actually understands the threat that we're facing.
Right. Well, we see it in Europe. And, Rick, you've had Henry on your show from time to time. And recently he spoke about the Netherlands and the people there voicing mm-hmm. their opposition to the referendums. Well,
right.
I've been reading about the European Union. They've come up with a plan to bypass the citizens and their referendum requirement. Now they're going to do it by treaty. And the treasonous leader out of Great Britain, Mr. Blair, just stepped down. He's bypassed the referendum requirement that he promised the British
mm-hmm.
citizens,
mm-hmm.
their political parties there. So what they're doing now is rushing this one world government and this regional government. And just think about this logically. 40 years we've had open borders. We've had fraud, massive fraud. The Department of Justice, OIG, and various audits found that fraud to the extent of 70%. There was a special 1996 naturalization process for workers between 84 and 86 and the special agricultural worker program. And these people committed fraud, 70% of them, and they got naturalized. We've had rampant
yes.
fraud, document fraud, identification fraud. And so what we have here is a breakdown in the rule of law. Would you say that these people who support this amnesty bill and allow this criminal behavior to begin, wouldn't you say that both the president and these senators are basically committing a treasonous act against the American people?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt they're committing a treasonous act against the sovereignty of the United States and against the citizens of the United States of America. I don't think there's any doubt that they are. Even by the definition of the word. Now, I'm sure they're going to definitely differ with me and say that they're not. But end result is, if your plan is will end up with the failure of your nation, that's a treasonous act. And that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what this plan will lead to, is a total failure of the America that we know of today.
Right. And these people, I see on the TV, they're referred to as immigrants or undocumented workers. They're legal aliens. They violate our laws. They commit crimes against our people. I've read as much as 25 people are killed per day by illegal aliens.
25 American citizens a day lose their life to an illegal alien. But even more astonishing than that, let's throw in the fact that 364 a day are sexually assaulted at the hands of an illegal alien day after day after day. And when we look at the numbers, it's astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a number here that we're losing American citizens at the hands of illegal aliens at a rate of 13 times that of the American combat soldier.
Ernie, if you want to stay on the line, you may. And
I'll wrap up, Rick.
We'll come back because there's a couple of things I want to bring up, too. And we'll do that. All of you on the line, we'll take your calls. We'll be back with Curtis Collier, U.S. Border Watch. I'm Rick Adams. Stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back with Curtis Collier now, and he's with U.S. Border Watch. Of course, he's the president, and yes, he's from Texas, but again, this is a nationwide crisis, and every senator in every state, his office, her office, must be flooded by tomorrow with urgent calls. And Ernie, you're still there. Ernie from Virginia.
Yes, I am.
All right. Now the toll-free number, one of them we've been giving, is 877-851-6437. And I'm looking now. I couldn't find the toll number for Washington, D.C., for the offices. I know it ends in 3121, area code 201, but I think one of our callers may actually have that. So we'll see if we can get that, all right? But, Ernie, go ahead. Continue. You wanted to mention something else with Curtis.
Oh, absolutely, I do. I've been over this before in one of your shows, Rick, and that was on these loopholes, many loopholes, more than 20 that were identified by Senator Sessions and his analysis and reading of the bill. And not only are they reducing the fencing requirement, but they have in there this train migration to end in 2016.
Yes.
And if Senator Mendez of Florida pushes through his family relation, that could even be a bigger problem. But we're estimating, from what I've seen in the different reports, an additional 100 million people. This is just beginning. The 1986 amnesty bill led to this 20 million to 30 million crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And if this goes through, this will trigger another 100 million, and no, and the country is just sinking from the weight of the immigration, legal immigration even. It's affecting our drinking water, the air we breathe, our energy. It's across the board.
Well, you see now, that's why this is designed to totally destroy the middle class and destroy what's left of America now.
Absolutely.
You can see it.
No tyrant country in the world, no third world country in the world has a middle class. And there is no doubt the attack and of all these processes are on the American middle class for the sole purpose to create basically two classes in this country like we have in most poor countries, an elitist group and the rest of us.
Yes.
And there is no doubt that's what the plan is here because of the overwhelming attack on the American middle class, not only by immigration, but let's look at other things. The taxes themselves on the middle classes is another thing to weaken the American middle class. Eminent domain, another tool they're going to be able to use against us. There's a variety of tools that these people have gotten into place that are nothing more than weapons to be used against the American middle class. For the middle class of any country is the only threat to the tyrants of that country because the elitists, of course, they don't want to change anything. They got everything. And the poor people don't have the ability to change. So the middle class is the threat to their power, and that's why we're under attack in this country.
Right. And this is where I wrap up here, Rick.
Sure.
Bob Chapman in his Saturday newsletter talked about the
results. Internationalforecaster.com, yes.
Yes. He talked about the results of the Bilderberg meeting. And one of the highlights of that meeting was the discussion about raising the cost of gasoline to $6 per gallon through increased taxes to deal with global warming and mobile sources emissions from automobiles to reduce that. That came out of that meeting. And you combine, if you do that to the country and put people under the national ID system and control the people, now you're talking about controlling their food supply, and they're going to be marching the people with, don't forget, the detention centers built by Halliburton. Mm-hmm. They're setting all this up step by step. They have a plan. They're implementing the plan right before our eyes. And our American media is part of the propaganda machine.
I agree.
And they're very silent about the plan. They're not covering any of the details of 800 pages, the most significant piece of legislation affecting our nation, our sovereignty, and our future generations. And what do we see on TV, on the news? At best, you might see, the Republican Party is divided over this. This could split the party.
You're absolutely correct. If some media source does come out and start speaking the facts, they start slapping them upside the head with this fairness doctrine. So, I mean, there's a war against the truth in media as well.
Oh, absolutely.
All part of the overall tool.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, the very people who, people like us helped overcome the enemy, like Trent Lott, now are turning their guns on us. You know, he's cast his lot with them, and he's saying, hey, we got to do something about independent talk radio and the Internet, and we've got to do something about alternative radio and television, because people are beginning to wake up, and if they wake up, our careers are over. So these people are running scared, and certainly they have every reason to be frightened.
Certainly they do, and the American people must understand when you corner a cat, the cat's going to come out fighting, and that's exactly what's fixed to happen from our electorate.
Except I think they're more like a rat rather than a cat, yes.
Well, you're probably true there, but
yes. Either
way, they're going to come out fighting. They're not going to lay down to the will of the American
And neither
people.
Will we.
Absolutely not. We're
to quote George Bush.
Absolutely, and thank God for your show, Rick, and for RBN and what they do to help get the truth out.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we'll be back, and we have a break coming up right now, so we'll take our other callers, and William and Joe and you at 800-313-9443. Very important that you get on the phones tomorrow and start calling. And the toll-free number is, again, 877-851-6437. We'll have the Washington, D.C. number in just a few moments, hopefully. And we'll continue to get you to act up now, because after this, you can kiss America goodbye. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back with Curtis Collier.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and our guest, obviously, is Curtis, and we'll have you, as time goes on, Curtis, tell us a little bit specifically about your organization, U.S. Border Watch, and how it works to fight these types of bills and what it is doing exactly and the kind of help that you can use, obviously. But let's take another call right now. Let's go to William right now. Hello, William in Oregon. You're next.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes.
I have three basic items. Two apply to immigration. One of the things that surfaced throughout my audits on civil rights issues was that the naturalization process in this immigration legislation is basically supplanted and extinguished. That means that these people coming in are not going to be naturalized.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to whether they're going to have citizenship as we know it. One of the supporting substantiations that the agencies, the special interest groups, and the legislators themselves are complicit is that if the so-called immigrant, undocumented immigrant, pays taxes, then that tax has to be documented through a process. If he's undocumented, how is it that that immigrant is paying taxes? The
Well, you definitely got a point there. And for the most part, immigrants that are undocumented, and this, you call them what they are, they're illegal aliens, for the most part, they don't pay taxes. And you'll hear people say they pay taxes, but they don't actually pay taxes on income. Now, they'll pay the sales taxes and things of that sort that they are naturally withheld at the cash register. But as far as employment taxes, the large majority of them pay none of them. And that is what's led to the major problem that we have. And then a large portion of the ones that are paying in both federal income tax and Social Security
right.
tax are actually paying that on a number or a federal ID number or a Social Security number that's not even their number. So, again, it starts generating the same problem over and over and over.
There's no question that the immigration is weaponized and is to basically do away with the borders in the interest of the North American Union. I'm sure that South America will be the next target of conflict or pandemic in order to bring them into the trilateral hemispheric zone.
Well, that is very, that in a way is already happening in Latin America. Latin America itself and all through South America, it's literally a hotbed right now, and it could boil over at any second. Of course, we've got the problems in Colombia, problems that are now regenerating in Nicaragua. We have serious problems, of course, in Mexico with the fact that the Zetas are trying to take over the Mexican government and will probably achieve that,
mm-hmm.
Trying to control the drug cartels down there as well. The Zetas are basically taking them over as well. Very similar to what Pablo Escobar had done in Colombia in the early 80s. And this is exactly what's fixing to happen in Mexico, which is going to lead to a very, very violent uprising down there so close to the American border it's certainly going to affect us, maybe to a point of floods of refugees coming across the border.
The other matter that comes up, it's kind of the other end of the spectrum, is the when I track characterizing, disenfranchising, criminalizing targets such as the Minutemen, dissenters, protesters, and so forth. This surfaced in the Brown family's refusal and rejection of the court's position on sentencing them absentia. The AP and various other media journalists, especially AP being a larger outfit, went to a point of militarizing the personality and the residents of the Browns' home. Basically, they were very structured, very constructive, and they've militarized them. And my pattern outcome has always been in preparation for application of the what they call the D5E military protocol, dynamic entry. That means kill any target attainable. From my record so far, the AP concealed a very important issue. The very important issue about the Browns is they clearly and concisely stated, we are Christians. Now, a court judge in the back east just sentenced an Islamic person as a terrorist in some terrorist case profiling and said that that person was going to jail because he provided religious encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since the Browns are Christians and they are following Christian doctrine, in other words, they have a legitimate position that there was no law that said you have to pay this, that there's a penalty for not paying your income tax. So how is there evasion?
Right.
The AP is obviously handled probably back to the Club of Rome, etc. But my point is that then under Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, the Browns should be protected on their religious convictions. Now, their compound is really not a compound, and they really are not militant personalities of the military type, which AP is fostering. The U.S. Marshal set it off, but he knew that the media, if it was a predatory operative journalist, would travel on this and militarize them to any extent possible, and now they're at a point of getting the neighbors to say ridiculous statements like, well, we're tired of this and that and the other thing. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every Christian that claims preeminent moral leadership and every Christian organization, if they had half the moral fortitude that they claim, would be up there at the Browns' residence, and they would walk right through and over these SWAT teams and say, you go home. get out of here.
Let's go all the way back to the American Revolution and kind of come to what's really going on here. Even during the American Revolution, only about 10% of the populace rose up and was involved, 10 to 12%. And it's the same way here, not only in the immigration battle, but also in the war against Christianity. Everybody, or a large portion of people, are so afraid that if they rise up in the defense of someone else, then they will themselves suffer the wrath of the government, the military, the police force, things of that sort. And, and a lot of it is the fear tactic. But us as American citizens must get over this fear tactic, whether it's being in the immigration movement or whether it be in the defense of Christianity. For if we continue to stand around and sit on our hands, the only thing that we're going to do is watch ourselves slowly sink down. And that's exactly the problem there. But I think not only in the war against illegal aliens, but also the war against the people fighting Christianity, I believe that the people are beginning to rise up, but it is a slow rise. We're not the type of people that will respond extremely quickly. But within the movement, I hear voices and I hear people talking that 2 years ago would not have said the things that they say today as far as in the militant move.
Yeah, the question is it too little too late? That's the question, because I, too, have seen that since I've been doing talk radio. And, hey, I've been doing this and talking about it for two decades.
I don't think it's too little too late. Do I think that we were late starting? I do believe. And I have people bring that up to me all the time. And they say, Curtis, y'all are 10 years late. And the way I answer that is very truthfully, and it comes back to the point that we're making here. If we would have rose up 10 years earlier, they would have Ruby Ridged us or Waco'd us. There is no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the movement, the pro-American, the protect the sovereignty and the freedom of the United States movement, the anti-illegal alien movement, I think it all basically came to birth as a seed when it was able to survive. Because before that, we were in such a harsh environment that I think that they would have sensed it of what was going on and crushed us before we had the opportunity to inform the American populace, which we have recently successfully done in this immigration issue, and allow them to provide foundation support for us, which has provided us some means of protection from the government. And I think that's the only reason we have been able to survive, because there is no doubt in my mind that the establishment would love to crush this movement, it is the one thing that's standing in their way.
That's where I would say that the reason that in the 80s, for instance, when I was talking about this issue, in the 70s even, we never really went anywhere, is because the media were always under the thumb of these criminals, internationalists, globalists, and so forth. With the advent of the Internet, though, that has made it a whole new ball game.
It most certainly has, and the acceptance of talk radio, which is, let's face it, is primarily dominated by the conservative side. And, of course, now that brings us back to the fairness doctrine, but at the same time, the major video media, the TV media, is seriously controlled by liberals. There is no doubt about it. So I believe the fairness doctrine is in clear play right here. And we are dividing up not only our media sources, but we're also dividing up our citizens. And people are beginning to choose sides, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
well, last becoming time aware for the first time of how serious it is.
That's right. And
thank goodness.
This division, this dividing up, is the exact same thing that happened in the 1860s when this country divided up and ended up going to war. And we are headed down that path. As sure as we're all on the telephones and on the radios tonight, we are headed down that path that will lead to bloodshed in the streets of our nation if we don't bring this into control and the American people reestablish upon the political spectrum of this nation a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, William, a final thought from you before we move along?
Right. Following those exact remarks, one of my open audits is still continuing in Nevada, and it involves the so-called sovereign Indian nations. One thing that surfaced out of that is an intrusion, and we look at this from a global sense down, and it looks pretty much like the British parliamentary system that they want to put in the North American Union.
Yes.
One of the things they're using is they're going in and they're probing what we call a probe or a tandem action probe, and they're into the Indian country, and they're playing on a lot of the unitary executive power plays of the tribal chairman and so forth. But one thing that surfaced is they're pushing really actively forward in getting a parliamentary procedure into Indian country that would follow the British system. Now, the tribes really succumb to this because they obviously play them off against the white people and so forth. And in this case, Otto, we'll have it published probably within about 4 months, mm-hmm. less than 4 months. Now, what that goes to is the intent and who is behind it. So we're looking at the handlers, the operatives, and the conditioners. And I'll be glad to call you back and let you know what we conclude on that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much, William. Sure. I have the other number, by the way, that people can call tomorrow, starting in the morning. Get on the phones, call these senators. We'll mention their names again, but call your senator particularly. Tell them where you live. Tell them that you are a resident and that you are demanding that they vote. They vote against all amnesty, all amendments, and that they vote against this closure so that closure does not take place, the debate is not over, and they can't move it to the floor. The number is 877-851-6437. And the toll number where you can get through if you have unlimited calling, hey, you're not going to spend an extra nickel, 202-224-3121. All right? Again, that's 202-224-3121. Let's go to Joe in Texas now. Hello there, Brother Joe. Hey, Eagle Pass Joe, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you, Rick?
All right. How was it this weekend?
Oh, God, Rick. Same old story, man.
Uh-huh. Well, the Lord was with you again, as always.
Yes, sir.
Keeping you safe.
Curtis, I'd like to ask you, sir, first off, without giving yourself up, where are you from, sir?
I am actually from the Texas area. I was born up in the small East Texas town of Lufkin, but have been in the Houston area now since leaving the service in the 80s.
Okay. Well, I was born in Beaumont, Texas. And I live up in the hill country now, and on the weekends I go down and help the ranchers down around Eagle Pass, Texas, and with some of the problems that's going on the border. And Curtis, it's getting bad.
It is. The Eagle Pass area, of course, is a very volatile area, of course, being its close proximity to Laredo, Texas, which is basically mm-hmm. the hub of the drug cartel mm-hmm. wars at this moment.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just last week they had a shootout so bad in Nuevo Laredo that they hauled the dead bodies off strapped to, in the beds of pickup trucks because they were piled so high they kept falling out if they didn't strap them. And mm-hmm. that type of environment is literally just feet from our front door of this nation.
You see,
and
people aren't being
Pass
allowed
area.
To see that or hear about it on NBC, CBS, or any of the others.
That is correct, because if the American people really knew what's going on down there, they would be an outcry, and this bill certainly would not have any chance at all.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
Well, what concerns me, Curtis, is like, you know, now they're trying to focus attention, man. They had this big thing on the drive-by media thing on TV about all these illegal aliens that are drowning in the river, and now we're held responsible because we don't save them. And some of them, man, are carrying like 20 and 50 pounds of dope on their back. And a lot of
those drownings that you're referring to, especially in your area there, is taking place literally right in plain view of the international bridges there in Laredo, Texas.
Exactly.
Because they bring drugs across the border right underneath the international bridges every single day. And when we've had the rains like we have in the river,
right.
it's swollen because of the type of river the Rio Grande is, especially through the area. Being shallow with sandbars, it creates a lot of turbulence in the water, and there's a lot of lives lost there. But at what point do we as American citizens become responsible for those lives that's in the water that's mm-hmm. generated from Mexico, with Mexico making no effort at all, and in fact encouraging them to get in the water themselves? As American citizens, I believe that our responsibility is limited. From a human being point of view, I think anybody there would try to save the lives of anybody
sure.
that they could,
sure.
whether they be American citizens or illegal aliens. People don't
exactly.
check papers in the water. But at the same time, the sheer number of them is getting themselves in danger, we're certainly going to have some loss of life because of just the percentage numbers.
Right, Curtis. And what concerns me is that, like, you know, the United States government, the representatives and the senators, and I did call that number today, and I call it every day.
Please continue.
You know? But what concerns me is that the United States people, the congressmen, the representatives, the senators, the governors, are not seeing that some of those people carry drugs, and some of those people are gang members. With you being from Texas and down here close to the border, Curtis, I'm like about 100 miles as far as the crow flies. But what concerns me is that my daughter's been raped. I've talked about this with Rick before.
Yes, yes.
My daughter's been raped by gang members with the Latin Kings,
mm-hmm.
the Texas Mafia, the Texas Syndicate. And let's not rule out MS-13. They're part of it.
Absolutely they are. Joe, if you want to hang on, you may.
Yeah,
but
just for
we're
going to
take
bit,
a
Rick.
Quick break. All right, we'll be back with you and Leslie and Gary and others, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes with our guest, Curtis Collier, U.S. Border Watch. And I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back now, and Joe, you're still with us, right? The caller, Joe?
Yes, sir.
All right, you wanted to add to what you were saying. Go right ahead, Joe.
Yes, Curtis. The other thing I wanted to say, sir, was like back between 1977 to 79, I was down in Nicaragua with a drug enforcement agency of the United States of America with a Marine division, and we were instructed to take out a cartel that was tied in with Manuel Noriega. Well, Manuel Noriega is back in office.
Yes.
And we're doing the same thing, Curtis, with Chavez in Venezuela. And that's what concerns me after what happened to my daughter and what's coming in. It's like the drug money is changing hands to our own government. And I know it, Curtis, and I think you know it, sir, and I think Rick knows it.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Anytime you got so much money involved that we have in the drug cartels.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just this past 2 weeks ago, they called a 24-foot rental truck leaving the country completely packed with $100 bills. When you have this type of money, where they find houses in South America completely packed with money, when you have that type of volume, for us to believe that some of the elected officials, law enforcement officials, Border Patrol, some of these people have not been corrupted would be naive and certainly probably not a very educated thought, because there is no doubt that some of them are, and maybe even more than we would really want to believe. But at the same time, I still believe there's some honest people in the world. Are they outnumbered? I do believe that is a true statement.
Well, why do you think George Bush Sr. was known as Poppy Bush?
Does make you wonder, don't it?
Exactly, Rick.
I'm not wondering at all. I'm pretty confident.
And now let's go back and look at the events. Let's go around the world. Let's go to Afghanistan. At one place, at one time, the poppies, the heroin from Afghanistan was basically eradicated by the Taliban.
Don't get me
misunderstood here. I'm not advocate of the Taliban. But if the Taliban, which was a ruthless style of dictatorship, can control it, the greatest nation in the world, the United States government can't control it, I'm not quite that naive.
That's because this ruthless dictatorship in Washington is profiting immensely from it, as Joe has just said. And it's part of the plan to unfortunately, infect our young people, destroy them, demoralize us. It's the greatest enemy we've had. I've been saying this for 30 years. It's not over there. It's right here.
It's right here.
The thing that concerns me, Curtis, is that... real quick, I'm going to tie it up because I know Rick's got a lot of the
call. All right, and then we'll take the break. But go ahead, Joe. You can wrap it up.
But the thing that concerns me, Curtis, is that we're allowing these criminals within the Texas border all the way to California. And then, you know, now, okay, they've instituted gun control, man, in California. You know, I look in gun magazines. And it's like not for sale in California. It's because of the gangs.
Yeah, that's the excuse.
And Curtis, it's like, I mean, the American people and our people do not realize what is coming down the turnpike. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but man, with the NAFTA, and we have to wake up. And it seems that like all the calls we're making. To our senators and Curtis, I call, man. And
they do make a difference. They weigh very lightly.
I think it does.
It does make a difference. And let me give you one little quick quote, because I know we're fixing to have to go to the break here. But let's just the quote basically from Sheriff of El Paso County Ziggy Gonzalez stated when he was before the Congressional Subcommittee. And I quote him, "The American people know not what await them south of the border," and which is a very, very true statement. But not only south of the border, already within the heartland of our nation is a major control of drug cartels.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Joe,
thank you for your support and your work.
Okay, your laborers, yes, indeed. We'll be back with more in the vineyard with more laborers, and we'll do that in just 1 minute with Curtis Collier. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been